You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai koe ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the breakfast show here at 95BFM. And on the line, we have got legendary dancer Rodney Bell. Kia ora, Rodney. How are you this morning?
Kei te pai, tēnā koe.
It's really lovely to be able to chat to you today. We're talking about a very special festival which is launching called Alter State, which is celebrating contemporary disability arts in Australia and Aotearoa, and you've been very foundational to setting this up. Do you want to explain a little bit about what Alter State Festival is all about, Rodney?
Yeah, sure. Well, tēnā koutou katoa, ko tainui te waka, nā te mana poto tō iwi, nō reira. Rodney Ballaho. Alter State provides a platform for deaf and disabled artists to tell stories informed by their own lived experiences of disability. It's a deep dive into disability arts from Te Papaka Māori, Australia, and Aotearoa artists who identify as having a disability, and it's a space to showcase their creativity and their cultural history.
It's a pretty incredible lineup of things that are happening as part of this festival, and it is very diverse in the type of performance and art that's on show. How did this festival come about, Rodney? Where was the sort of idea sort of started from?
Well, Art Centre Melbourne, it's in collaboration with Art Centre Melbourne. So the idea came from Wendy O'Neill, who's a facilitator for Art Centre Melbourne, and she made contact over here with Tani Mahuta Gray, who's the artistic director down there in Pōneke for a Māori-led arts organisation. And Tani Mahuta put Wendy on to myself. And then we met up, we had a kōrero around what this festival might look like in relation to disability-led. So brought Carly Finlay, Joshua Pether, who are Australian artists, disabled artists, and myself together. And we went over there to Melbourne and we met with the team there at the Arts Centre, and we created these principles around disability consciousness and what that might look like in relationship to inviting our hautipua, our extraordinary disabled artists, into a festival and what is access for them. We built what is equity. Yeah, and some really strong points of difference that might enhance our disabled artists to be in a space that's welcoming, built around the aesthetics of access. And what does that mean? And basically reducing those barriers to access.
I think that's really interesting because, I mean, obviously that is very much the central point of this festival is celebrating disability, and also therefore you have to make it as part of the reason for its existence. It has to be accessible in as many ways as is possible. We're starting to see in other art spaces a little bit more of this conversation about access, but it's taking a long time and quite a slow time to hit that mainstream space. Are you hoping that something like Alter State is going to act as a bit of a springboard to more broadly have these conversations in arts practices?
Oh, most definitely. I think it's going to set a principle moving forward. And what's great about it, like, we have this disability consciousness, but also at the end of the day, it's about a collective consciousness. So it's just about everybody, a kute tonga, kute whakarongo, you know, the treasure of anything to occur as a collective is to listen to each other. And I think that's what's enhancing this collaboration moving forward. And also just looking at it from a crypt time space. We look at crypt time as an orientational space where for disabled people, you know, crypt times basically means disabled people take the time that they need to be able to pursue or achieve something, which might be a little bit different from the normal, so-called normal.
Big quote marks around that.
Yeah.
So tell us a wee bit about some of the amazing practitioners that are putting on work and some of these sort of experiences and shows that are coming as part of Alter State.
Yeah, well, Alter State's going to go live next year. So we've got the digital launch, which is occurring this month from the 9th to the 13th. And the digital launch is bringing in different artists. Like myself, I produced the work, a digital asset there, a short film, around 24 minutes, called Hotipo o Aotearoa. So the Extraordinary Disabled Artists of Aotearoa. So in collaboration creating that, I brought in Owen Wilson, who's the videographer. Did it, our producers at Touch Compass Dance Trust here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I brought in Izzy to tautoko that production space, who's been amazing. Malia Johnson come in there as a creator as well. And we had Harper Hitta from up north, and she's a 12-year-old disabled artist who's really like doing some groundbreaking stuff at the moment.
Awesome.
Then you had Tui Matira, Ranapiri Ramsfield, who came in and filled that kaya space, and also brought in some short dance films from Suzanne Cullen, and got our brought in a waiata from down in Poneke, our brother down there, and also Lucy Paiva. She's another disabled artist. She come in and collaborated with us. Yeah, it's quite amazing. It was a great experience. And also this idea of this virtual space.
Yeah.
You know, and what does that look like moving forward? Because we understand now, because mm-hmm. these live events aren't going to occur because of our local climate. And so that virtual space is a new space for me. So it was a lot of learning, but also, you know, just a new way of creating.
Which I
find exciting, eh?
It is exciting, and it's you know, it's been a huge challenge, and it still is a huge challenge for all arts practitioners, especially you know, for someone like yourself, Rodney. I'm sure much of the joy of performance is being in that physical space with other people and feeling that energy that is so particular to live performance. How do you sort of deal with that sort of loss of that when you're trying to work in a digital space? Because you can get magic through that as well. But how have you sort of found for yourself as a practitioner balancing those particular challenges?
Yeah, well, I try and look at it positively. And I think if we look at it around access, I think the interesting thing is that people from around the world are able to witness.
Yeah.
You know, these virtual assets, these virtual discoveries. But also, when I think about Hautipua, our disabled community, some of our brothers and sisters who are disabled can't get out of the house. So what it increases for them is the ability to be there, you know, to be able to witness these performances. So access is increased in this virtual space. But yeah, but the thing is, you know, there's an intimacy that occurs, a reciprocity that occurs when you're performing live. And I think that's the thing that I miss.
Yeah.
You know, and also no performance is like the other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, each show is different. But each show, when I perform live, the audience brings a mana, you know, and that gives you that sort of injection of wairua, you know, yuhingi ngaro. And yeah, those are the things I miss. But you know, in this virtual space, it's about creating something that's not live, but something that's a similar experience, and that's a discovery in itself.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, I mean, I'm always constantly amazed and so impressed by the way that our arts communities in Aotearoa have managed to find new avenues to create just as incredible work as we would expect to see in the theatre or in a sort of, you know, again, in big quote marks, normal year. But it's been very moving as well to see how those communities have come together to support each other through these times. And this feels like another iteration of that, just community making the most of what is a very difficult time for the arts across the board and creating something really special. And I think having this relationship between Aotearoa and Australia and being able to see practitioners from those countries together in one festival, and a lot of people wouldn't necessarily be able to experience that if there wasn't that digital aspect of it, that is a big silver lining to this whole situation.
Aye. Kia ora, yeah, thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, I believe that as well. And like right across the board for all our performing artists, you know, it's quite a big hit.
Mm.
But I noticed that everybody's sort of shifting into that new space now, and what does that look like? But also, you know, that the barriers with that though is this technology comes at a price.
Yeah.
So that's what's the bummer.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, if you haven't got the pūtea, you haven't got the money to buy these devices, then therefore, you know, what does access mean? So I think our government should, in Creative New Zealand, should think about that space moving forward now, you know.
Yeah, how absolutely.
How do we allow people in that equity space? How do we allow everybody to be part of the arts if they haven't got these assistive technologies to support them?
Totally.
So there's a huge monetary gap there, which needs attention.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that whole the concept of what's an essential service has been such a big conversation across the country. And I think, you know, we've all sort of discovered that art is essential. And, you know, people knew that already, but it's come through in a really strong way. That's what gets people through. It's the films you can watch. It's the books you can read, those performances you can tune into online. And having that sort of connection through the arts is so important to getting through a crisis like the one we're experiencing at the moment. I'm so excited for this festival. I think it's going to be really incredible, Rodney. Tell us a little bit about how people can get into this digital space for Alter State if they want to be involved online and watch some awesome performances. What's the when, where's and how's?
I'm not quite sure if registration is still available, but go on to Arts Centre Melbourne website. And you can go and register on there, and it's all free. But you'll have to create an account with Arts Centre Melbourne so they can send you the links out.
Cool.
But it's all free, whānau. So it's at no cost. But please come and tautoko. I think like you say, this is just it's a new ground, but it's all around access for us.
Yeah.
And especially for me as a disabled person, I look at being normal as being without courage. So don't be normal, people. Be different.
Be different, be brave. Hey, kia ora, Rodney Bell, thank you so much for chatting to us about Alter State Festival. We'll put all the links up in the podcast after the show for anyone who wants to go and be part of this incredible mahi that's happening. Thank you for speaking with us. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
You're welcome. Tēnei te mihi atu ki a koutou, tēnei te mihi atu ki a koe. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.